episode number 13 of Central Asia Through Africa. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Lucas Porter. How is everyone doing? Today's episode is titled, Iran Human Geography. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. Okay, let's get to it. How do people, places and things interact in Iran in time and space, and how does their geography influence their behavior? Combined with the fact that Iran's geographical location and proximity to the Mediterranean and Persian Gulf are strategic folly for successfully invading, let alone eventually occupying, Iran. It would be a campaign of disaster if it were a geographical trap for people, and it would make a war against the country very difficult to end. In the case of Iran's human geography, it is important to start with a place, and to decide what the Middle East is, one must understand the region in which it is located. In the area covered by the Middle East, we must understand its history, its geography and its people, as well as its policies. The region is a collection of countries that have certain things in common, such as the Middle East, Africa, Asia, Latin America, Europe and Africa. Many different terms are used to describe this area of the world, but different regions are excluded from the various geographical and cultural descriptions, which overlap greatly. Physical geography can be defined as the distance between two or more points of contact, such as a mountain or river. It can also define areas that have a similar climate or border on areas with common historical experiences. Islamic world, which includes neighboring Turkey and Iran, as well as neighboring countries in the Middle East and North Africa. The Arab world includes linguistically Arab countries such as Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar, but excludes Iran and Turkey, as well as Israel. The Arabic world linguistically includes the Arabian Peninsula, Central Asia, the Persian Gulf region and the Gulf of Aden. In Iraq, 25 to 35 million Kurds live in the mountainous region on the border between Iraq and Syria, as well as in parts of Syria and Iraqi Kurdistan. Iran's vast desert stretches from north to west, close to the plateau between Tehran and Qom. The Kurds are located in what is now the north of the former Persian Gulf, which consisted of the states of Iraq, Syria and Iran, as well as parts of Syria and Iraq. They have never been given a permanent state, but they have made significant contributions to Iran's political and economic development in recent decades. The two largest desert areas are known as the Golan Desert and the Karabakh Desert, both in the northeast of the country, between Tehran and Qom. The Caspian Sea is a shallow, marginal part of the Indian Ocean, located south and east of Iran below the Arabian Peninsula. The main ports on the Kaskanic coast are Bunder Anzali, Noshar, Bunder's Turkmen, etc. The width varies from a maximum of 338 km to at least 55 km in the Strait of Hormuz, the length being limited by 990 km. The Caspian Sea stretches from the Persian Gulf to the Indian Ocean and ranges from 1,300 km wide and 5,000 km long, with a width ranging from at least 55 km to a maximum of 338 km. South of Busha, there are short-lived streams on the Iranian coast, and virtually no fresh water flows into the Gulf on its south and west sides. However, large amounts of fine dust are blown into the sea from the surrounding land. Iran's coastline is strikingly asymmetrical, with deep water in the deepest waters and wide, shallow areas that are usually less than 120 feet deep. It is mainly spanned by the Euphrates Delta, which is the largest river system in the Middle East and the second largest in North Africa. Since the discovery of oil in Iran in 1908, the Persian Gulf has been home to some of the largest and most productive oil and gas fields in the world that have been operated to date, as well as a large oil refinery. The Persian Gulf is likely to remain an important source of oil for a long time to come, and the region's economy is dominated by oil production. Today, traditional industries are declining, but oil production still dominates the region's economies, particularly in oil-rich Iran, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Qatar, Oman, and Bahrain. The Persian Gulf and surrounding countries hold 63% of the world's proven reserves, produce more oil than any other region except the Gulf of Mexico and North Africa, and produce about one-third of the world's oil production. The country is predominantly inhabited by nomads and can only be reached by foot, horse or boat from the Persian Gulf and other parts of the Middle East. It is extended to a 125-mile-wide band by a series of parallel, alternating mountains, located in a north, south, east, west, northeast and east direction, moving southward and flowing west through streams that cut deep and narrow gorges. On the northern foothills of the Hindu Kush, the Greek kingdom of Bactria was confronted with precarious and endangered living conditions, as its settlement must have been facilitated by the very Mediterranean bioclimatic affinity of this country. The last rainwater for cultivation is here, and the nomads have a large valley that is irrigated by Sir Darya and its tributaries of Amu Darya, from which most of their food comes. Since then, the Khorasan, Kopet, Dagh chain has been a contested area between the northern and southern parts of Afghanistan. This is all for today, friends. My name is Lucas and this was episode 13 of Central Asia through Africa. See ya next time.